The Justice Department says it will decide this month whether to sue to block Spirit Airlines from merging with JetBlue. Airline ticket prices are soaring even faster than inflation, and any Justice Department action could make a big difference to consumers. Diana Moss is president of the American Antitrust Institute. It's an antitrust research and advocacy organization, and she joins us this morning on the program. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why is the DOJ considering suing to block this merger?
Well, I think this merger of JetBlue and Spirit raises a lot of concerns around the effect on consumers. And that's really a loss of important competition, head-to-head competition between JetBlue and Spirit in terms of the loss of competitors on important routes, originating from the Northeast, for example, and going down to Florida and other parts of the country. But I think we also have to remember that mergers can affect labor as well by reducing bargaining power of pilots and other airline workforces. And it's one less competitor in our passenger aviation system. So losing an important competitor can really contribute to having sort of a fragile system that isn't very resilient to withstand shocks like what we saw with weather at the end of 2022 right. And even COVID.
Now, we reached out for comment from the airlines, and they say, well, the merger would actually increase competition with other airlines, that's what JetBlue said, and drive down airfare prices in general. But in your view, that's obviously not what you think.
No, it's not. And we take a hard look at these deals. It's really important if you look at it on a route level basis. So we're really looking at how on important routes from origins to destinations, how the merger will affect competition. And it really does eliminate an important competitor. And when you have that in markets where there isn't a lot of competition anyway,
right,
as a result of many, many years of consolidation, then that really does start raising questions about higher fares and lower quality for consumers.
Do you think the Justice Department can really do anything? I mean, last year the department failed to block an alliance between JetBlue and American Airlines that's known as the Northeast Partnership. Mm-hmm. What does that say about whether a lawsuit could successfully stop this kind of merger?
Well, I think we have a more aggressive set of antitrust enforcers at DOJ and the FTC. The Biden administration is committed to promoting competition and sort of slowing down the kind of consolidation that we've seen in the U.S. economy for many years. And the only way to do that really is for the DOJ to evaluate the merger, to file a lawsuit on the grounds that it's illegal and it would really substantially reduce competition. And, you know, depending on how the airlines want to respond to that, there could be a settlement. We do not favor a settlement because we don't think that would really restore competition.
No.
Or they could end up in federal court litigating this case in front of a judge.
And that's what you want.
I think that is probably the best way to ensure that consumers are not harmed by this merger, and that workers, various labor forces, are not harmed, and that we maintain important resiliency in our air system by having more competition instead of less.
Now, you mentioned that this doesn't just impact consumers, it impacts the people who work at these airlines. What are employees of JetBlue and Spirit saying?
Well, I can't speak exactly to those workforces, but more generally, what we're seeing are, for example, pilots really stepping up to express concerns about the effects of joint ventures, for example, the code shares that are being proposed in the Northeast Alliance between American and JetBlue. Other code shares are being proposed, Allegiant, for example, and the Mexican low-cost carrier Viva Aerobus. What happens with these types of joint ventures is, you know, the more expensive workforces are displaced with the lower, the less expensive workforces. But that, you know, that in itself is not necessarily a bad thing. But when it results from a joint venture, for example, eliminating competition, that's when we start to worry.
Diana Moss, president of the American Antitrust Institute, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.